EZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Trump transition team agreeing to use the Justice Department and FBI to conduct some background checks for the president-elect's nominees.
After weeks of behind-the-scenes back and forth, the Trump transition now says it has signed a memorandum of understanding with the Justice Department that would facilitate background checks and access to classified material. There is no guarantee, however, that President-elect Trump will put any or all of his nominees up for FBI investigations. Senators of both parties have pointed to decades of past practice, insisting on FBI reviews before they're asked to decide on presidential appointments.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. Hours after South Korea's president declared martial law, the leader reversed course, withdrawing troops. It followed a day of protests and parliament vote calling to lift the order. In Georgia's capital of Tbilisi, thousands of pro-Western demonstrators clashing with police once again, demanding an end to the government they say is turning toward Russia. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reporting a larger deer harvest from this year's gun deer hunt season despite issuing fewer licenses. According to a press release, preliminary data shows hunters registered nearly 190,000 deer in total, which is a little more than 5% higher than the 2023 harvest. Hunters in the central forest and farmland zones had especially strong harvests, with increases in both antlerless and antlered deer up to 9% higher than 2023 and 11% higher than the five-year average. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says this year's gun deer hunt season was the safest on record. According to preliminary data, there was just one non-fatal shooting incident during the nine-day season, surpassing the previous record set last year with just three non-fatal incidents. DNR officials say the back-to-back safest seasons on record show the improvements made to hunter safety courses. The Hunter Education Program was established in the 1960s, and since then, shooting-related deaths and injuries have plummeted. A town of Superior family was displaced on Sunday after a major fire completely destroyed their home. According to Town of Superior Fire Department officials, crews responded to the call on the 4900 block of Finn Road at around 9 p.m. on Sunday and spent about 4 hours clearing the scene of the fully engulfed home. In total, officials estimated that the fire caused about $60,000 in damage. Nobody was seriously injured, but one person was evaluated at the scene for smoke exposure. The cause of the fire is under investigation. The Sawyer County Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help in identifying a suspect in a string of arsons over the last few weeks. The Sheriff's Office has released surveillance footage from the area of one of the fires, and they're hoping somebody from the public may recognize the suspect or be able to provide additional information. Over the last few weeks, there have been 6 suspected arson fires in the areas of Radisson, Exelend, and Birchwood. Anybody with information on the incident should contact the Sheriff's Office tip line. For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks are on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Pistons tonight in Detroit, an NBA Cup game, the in-season tournament. Doc Rivers thinks this could be a fun game to watch.
It's early in the season, and you have a game that has some meaning behind it. The team that you're playing, it's a must-win for them. You know, it's a must-win for both teams in some ways. You don't get this early. And so I think it's good for everybody.
College hoops, Wisconsin hosts Michigan tonight in Madison. The Badgers now ranked 11th in the nation in the latest AP poll. NFL Packers getting ready for the Lions. Green Bay defensive end Lucas Van Ness has a quarterback sack in each of the Packers' last two games. I asked him about Lions quarterback Jared Goff.
Yeah, you know, you've seen that he's a very efficient passer, and we're going to do what we can just to kind of keep the momentum we've had over the past few weeks, getting after quarterbacks and trying to do our best to impact the game that way.
That's the Packers' Lucas Van Ness with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky tonight, flurries possible late, then snow showers tomorrow morning with the wind picking up, gusts higher than 30 miles an hour. Temps steady to rising through the 20s tonight, then fall back to the teens tomorrow. Cold Thursday before warming towards the end of the week into the weekend. Currently 21 degrees.
The Todd Alba Show.
Cash Patel, who Trump has nominated to be the head of the FBI, said he wants to basically shut down the main parts of the FBI. Bill Barr, MAGA Republican Attorney General to Donald Trump. Quote, the very idea of moving Patel into a role like this showed a shocking detachment from reality. Unquote. This is not the left calling out Patel. This is the right.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, will prices of things we eat be going up? We talk to Darren Von Ruden coming up tomorrow at 11:06. We'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who prefers to travel by catapult, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. So great you could join us here on this Tuesday night edition of Nightlight as we broadcast statewide from our cozy little studio here in beautiful downtown Green Bay at City Deck Landing. Hope you're having a great day wherever you are joining us from in our amazing state, whatever corner, whatever big city, whatever farm. It's just great to have you with us as we talk about all the things at the end of the day that bring us together. I'm talking about entertainment, ladies and gentlemen, movies and TV, music, comedy, fun festivals throughout the state. We'll be talking about some of those this week as we get closer to Christmas. And as usual, I hope you can join in whenever you can during the show over the text line or the phone line. We have multiple phone lines, and I feel like we fail to let the people know that.
Yeah,
enough.
We do.
Right?
Yes, we do.
So that's exciting. We've got you can join us. You can join Nightlight either way, text, phone, whatever. If you have a thought, add to the show. So much more fun when you guys are part of it. This is a it's a fun day. I'm excited to have the show that we have tonight because a good friend of mine, a TV host and comedian, Mike Toomey, is here. And he is here because I made a mistake. I thought his comedy special in Southeast Wisconsin was next week. It was this past weekend. So I got confused with the Thanksgiving holiday. So what we're going to do, I'm sure it's sold out anyway, but we'll get a recap of Mike's show at 6:35. We'll talk to him. It is Andy Williams' birthday today. Andy Williams sang Moon River, one of the great songs that have filled our radio airwaves for decades, and was also, it also made a cameo in the movie Fletch, Moon River. Great song. So that got me thinking, let's talk about great crooners with Mike Toomey. He's a big fan of Sinatra and Tony Bennett. I like Dean Martin and Tony Bennett, and I like Sinatra too. Andy Williams. There's so many great songs by so many great singers. We'll talk about some of those with Mike. I have a video clip of a very strange movie from the early 80s or late 70s. I don't want to pinpoint when exactly because that might give Mike a hint, but I'm wondering if he can guess it. We'll play that for Mike. And then at 7:05, our friend Frank Anderson joins us. He of the Wisconsinology website, such a fun website for Wisconsinites about our history. There's weird Wisconsin, there's historic Wisconsin, there's ghost stories. So Frank and I have a lot to talk about tonight. We got some catching up to do. We're going to talk about upcoming music festivals that he's a part of. He might tell a couple of ghost stories, and I'm sure he has a list of cool things about Wisconsin that we were unaware of. That's why it's always fun to have Frank on the show. This is Giving Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen. So before we get too much farther, I would like to encourage all of you to go to the Civic Media website. Conrad, do we have that? It's just civicmedia.us/giving, right? Or Giving
correct.
Tuesday?
Okay. Yes, correct.
So if you are in a giving mood, as most of us should be on this Tuesday, or any day for that matter, but if you have something you're interested in, a cause, go to the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us/givingtuesday, and just pick a station. We have a lot of different options there, and there are different places you can give, like, for instance, on the Wausau page at WXCO is the Boys and Girls Clubs of the Wausau area. That's just one example. In Sauk County, there's the Humane Society, People Helping People, Hope House of Central Wisconsin. Those are in Baraboo at WRPQ. What do we have here in Green Bay, Conrad?
We have the new community shelter.
How cool is that?
And one of our hosts in the morning actually donates his time over there too. So
is that the man I share a chair with?
It is.
Jim Schmidt. We have the same shaped butts. I can tell that. I don't think I'm giving away too much information there. We're always clothed when we sit in this seat, but we do share it, and it's a pleasure to share it with Jim Schmidt. He does a lot of work with the homeless here in Green Bay. If you're in Madison, WMDX, you can go to the Dane County Humane Society. People love to give to animal causes, or Urban Triage, another option that you can give to in Madison. But WRJN is a good one, too. This is a popular one, Habitat for Humanity. They do so many great things. We just donated stuff there last week. And the great Habitat for Humanity, in many cases, comes to your house and picks stuff up. So they make it really convenient for you to give. So if you're in a giving mood, check out the civicmedia.us/giving website. And then the Oshkosh, if you're listening on WISS, Oshkosh has the Oshkosh Area Community Pantry. Have you ever gotten food there, Conrad?
No, I can't.
I would hope not, because you don't need it. You have you don't want for anything in your life, do you?
I don't think so.
No, not at the moment. I hope you never do, buddy.
Yeah.
You got nice clothes, a good home. You went to Florida
for
Thanksgiving.
I did.
We'll jump into that in just a minute. WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids, WFHR, the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. You can give there if that's something you're feeling. United Way of Wood of Southwood and Adams Counties. That's also a WFHR website option. All you have to do is click on these sites, folks. Go to the Civic Media website, /giving. All of the sites come up wherever you're listening. They give you so many great options there. And that leads us to our question of the night. Conrad, if you please.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
If you had lots of money and couldn't leave it to a family member, who would you give it to? It could be a cause. It could be a person you know that needs money or that you would trust with it. In honor of Giving Tuesday, if you had tons of money and couldn't leave it to a family member, who would you leave it to? Let us know, folks. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can text us on the app. That's really easy to use. Just open it up, click on any one of the stations. We are statewide, so all you have to do is click on the little icon next to the station and send us a text. Let us know your answer to our question of the night. And Conrad posted the civicmedia.us/giving. If you're listening on the stream or if you're watching the radio on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, wherever, we're making it very easy if you are in the giving mood. So there you go. Conrad, what would you do if you had tons of money? Where would you leave it?
I think it'd go to the animals.
Really?
Humane Society, yes.
Okay.
I'm a sucker for one of those ads.
You missed, Heather Heil was here last night, and she does the Bark and Blue. She does a lot of work with animals, and she was saying how people, it's easier. This is kind of good, but kind of sad. It's easier to get people to give or donate to animals, almost more than children or people in need. I don't know what that says about our society. It means we like to give, but on some level, we love animals more than people. But it's just important to give. So
those,
that's good.
Though, if you know those ads, they put the really sad music behind them and they just make you tear up a little bit. And I think that's what gets everyone.
I click out of those. I try to click out of those before it gets to me. Or the Sandy Hook ads, those come up and it's like, oh my God, I can't watch this anymore. You know, it's terrible. It's just like the saddest stuff in the world. So I think I would leave mine to kids or homeless kids. I know that there was a WBZH, WLAK, Hayward, Park Falls. They have a program, Santa's Elves, that they are encouraging people to give to. And it provides holiday gifts to families and individuals' needs. There is nothing more sad to me than kids who don't have gifts under the Christmas tree or stuff like that. You know, when they see other kids getting stuff and they don't have it, that really tears me up. So I would leave money, if I had tons of money, I would leave it to some organization that helps do things like that. Kids, kids that are homeless, WAUK in Milwaukee, where you can hear... Well, you can hear Nightlight, you can hear Matt Nair on Air, the Todd Alba Show, all the great network shows here at Civic Media. They have Street Angels, which looks to eliminate homelessness through access to basic necessities and resources to break the cycle. I think that's probably where I would give my money. If I had tons of money, which I don't. You've never really asked me for a loan or anything, Conrad. Does that just mean you don't need money or?
It's coming.
Really? What do you need? A new car?
I need about everything, you know.
Didn't you just spend like 6 days in Florida? How was your trip? Was it fun?
It was great. It went by way too fast. It was like I was there, I flew in, I slept, and then I flew out. That's how it felt to me.
Wow. It's a long way to go for a nap.
Yeah. It was great though. I went golfing with my family most of the days. My parents live in like a retirement community. So
I thought they were like kind of young still.
I'd say 60s? No, they're young.
Okay. Are you just saying that because they're listening?
Yeah, they're young.
Okay. But they live in a retirement community.
Yeah.
But shuffleboard?
They're young for the retirement community.
They're young Floridians, if you will.
And there's two golf courses around them and a driving range.
Okay.
So we went golfing a lot.
Nice. Well, that's awesome. It's good to have you back, buddy. Todd filled in last night. Always fun when Todd's here, but we talked about you a little bit, and it was all good stuff.
What was the question? I'm looking at some of the texts.
From last night?
Yeah, what was the question last night?
Those responses on the stream were not from the question. Those were from something we were doing with Heather. We were talking about, I don't even remember what we were talking about. We were talking about Bark and Blue. That's the one I remember because it says booze and dogs, nothing better. I don't know. Sean just said aloha, Peachwaba from Molokai, Hawaii. But that was yesterday, and that did not have anything to do with the question.
Well, so this is what I'm seeing on the text line. It said Magnum PI doing reverse mortgages commercials.
Yeah, it was basically what irritates me is, first and foremost, lately, the Brian Cox commercial where he's talking about McNuggets. And he's talking about McDonald's and a four-piece McNuggets. I cannot stand when people who have more money than they know what to do with take crappy commercial work. They should leave the crappy commercial work to actors who need the work. But, you know, I get why these companies go after these big actors. They have very recognizable voices. And I'm not like ashamed that they do it. I get it. You want to make as much money as you can while you can, but I find it irritating to hear their voices associated with these products. So that was our question last night.
I agree. The one that stands out to me is Andy Reid in the State Farm commercial where he goes Bundle Rooski.
Oh, he's terrible. And then
I turn off the TV every time I hear his voice in that.
All of his were hard to watch. The one with, give me some of those nuggies, Patrick. It was just so creepy. All right, Mike Toomey is here at 6:35. Frank Anderson at 7:05. Our question tonight is, if you had all the money in the world and you couldn't leave it to family, who would you leave it to? What great cause would you give your money to? This is Giving Tuesday. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As Democrats pick up the pieces from their loss to Donald Trump, one of the first major decisions the party will be making is to select the new chair of the Democratic National Committee. The race for that role now has a major Wisconsin connection. Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, is now officially running for DNC chair. One Democratic source I talked to characterized Wickler as a Goldilocks candidate for the role. He's liked by both centrists and progressives, big dollar donors and grassroots organizers, and knows how important state parties around the country can be in a second Trump term. So, could he be just right for the role? The vote for DNC chair is scheduled for February 1st. A lot can happen between now and then. But whether or not Wickler wins in his bid for the role, it will certainly be a story to watch for Democratic politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports. It drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber from places like Canada went way the frick up. Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Moon River, wider than a mile, I'm crossing you in style someday.
Oh, it is Andy Williams' birthday today. You can let that play a little bit, Conrad. It's a great tune. I think it was in Breakfast at Tiffany's, if I'm not mistaken. Andy Williams died in 2012 at the age of like 85, maybe. Great crooner. We're going to talk a little crooning tonight with Mike Toomey, who will join the show at 6:35. And this is one of my favorite songs. And it's funny how you find music that you really like. Like, I kind of grew up, my dad was into classical music. Occasionally we'd hear Frank Sinatra. But this song, I'm not ashamed to admit it, because, you know, however you discover great art or pieces of art or great works isn't important, just that you discover them. This song, the first time I heard this song was in the movie Fletch. And we have that clip right now. This is Chevy Chase's character in Fletch going to see a doctor, trying to get information out of the doctor about his aunt, Mrs. Smith. And the doctor is played brilliantly by Emmett Walsh, the actor. And Chevy Chase is in for a little more than he bargained for when the man decides to do a, what would you call that, Conrad? A proctological exam?
I think people can understand what you mean by that.
He just has invasive fingers. So let's hear that clip now, featuring Chevy Chase and Andy Williams.
Drop your shorts and bend over, Mr. Babar.
Oh, no, really, we don't need to. We don't want to do that. So, you know, my kidneys feel a lot better in this position. Maybe it's just that I'm not doing any calisthenics. You know, if I did some sit-ups in the morning or bent over like this, I'd probably feel 100% better. Moon River. Thank you, Doc. You ever serve time?
Breathe easy.
Breathe easy. You know, I was surprised that Alan was able to get that policy. I know there's a history of cancer in the family.
There is?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, you using the whole fist, Doc?
Just relax.
Yeah, I saw Alan the other day. He's looking a little peaked. I don't know. I think he's lost weight. Are you sure he's all right?
I can't discuss another patient. You know that. Well, I don't find anything wrong with you.
Well,
sure it's not for lack of looking, is the final phrase in that scene. Great scene. Have you seen Fletch, Conrad?
Yeah, I actually did, yeah.
Nice. I was going to say, if you haven't, do yourself a favor. It's such a great movie.
So funny.
But did you see the remake with John Hamm?
That, I saw like, I don't know where it's at right now. I think it's on some streaming platform.
But you watched
part
of it?
I saw it and I was like, I don't think I can do this to myself.
It was bad, huh? I can't bring myself to watch it. I don't know why you'd remake that.
That's what I mean. I don't think I, I don't think I can bring myself to it either.
It's crazy. Our question tonight, it is Giving Tuesday, folks. If you're in a giving mood, go to civicmedia.us/giving and check out one of the many causes that you can find there on Civic's website under the different radio stations we have around the state. They make it very easy. You click on more information. And that is our question tonight, too. It is Giving Tuesday. So if you had a lot of money and couldn't leave it to someone in your family, what cause would you support or where would you give your money? I said I would do something with kids, homeless kids, kids in need. Conrad went the pet route, which is probably very popular too. There's no right or wrong answers. Let us know what you would do if you had a lot of money on Giving Tuesday. And we've got some texts already here. Sherry checks in and says, good evening, Pete and Conrad, with her wonderful emojis. Good evening, Sherry. Great to have you with us. And I'm sure you're happy Conrad's back. She said hi to Todd last night, Conrad, but I could sense it was just a melancholy in her text that I don't usually see in Sherry's text. So she's happy to have you back. From the 608, Meredith says the YWCA of Wisconsin. That's a good one. The YWCA. Love it. Great. John from Oshkosh says definitely foster kids. Yeah, it's hard to steer. It's hard not to include kids or pets for that matter. Steve, Conrad's dad, checking in. I would give my fortune to Habitat for Humanity. So lots of houses could be built for families in need. I love that one. And that was one of my favorite ones, Steve, on the Civic Media website, too. And I know people like in just in my town in the Marinette area, Tom Tebow, my buddy Dave Hendrick, when he was there, they did a lot of work for Habitat for Humanity. Former President Jimmy Carter was still building houses up until probably a year ago. It's just a great organization, and that's a great answer, Steve. Paula, Conrad's mom, checking in, says, I would leave money for Tunnels to Towers Foundation for veterans. Yes, veterans, another great one. Our very own John Mino would probably love this text. The community we live in is 55-plus active community with 3 golf courses and 29 pickleball courts. Conrad, it's only a matter of time before Emerson moves there and starts dominating.
It sounds like his dream.
He's like, can I get in on that? Can I move in early? We have Emerson this week on the show, right? Thursday night?
Yeah, Thursday at 7:35.
Always fun to talk to Emerson. So your folks are obviously 55 plus, so they were eligible for this community, which is kind of cool. Sherry from Horicon says, too many to donate to. Children, Humane Societies, World Wildlife Funding, Fix the Climate. Nothing wrong with any of those, Sherry. Those are great. And then she sent a big, oh, wow, that's a cool. I always click on the link and then the emoji I can already see comes up. So if I'm missing something there, Conrad, let me know. Sherry sent something else in that link, but that's a really cool emoji. Someone lifting a big heart. A lot of giving, a lot of great suggestions so far on Nightlight. Always more fun when you guys are part of the show. So you did not see Wicked or Gladiator 2.
I did not, no.
You golfed, and I'm not going to judge you for that.
Yeah, I was in Florida. I wasn't going to be like, hey, can I quickly go to a movie?
What about for the air conditioning? Was it really hot?
No, actually, it was really nice weather. It wasn't hot. It wasn't too cold.
Okay.
To my mom, it was too cold, but I was nice and toasty. Okay.
Good, good. Did she make a turkey? Did your folks make turkey?
We actually did the fish route this year.
Oh, nice. What kind of fish?
What was it? It was...
Grouper. Sole?
It was snapper, but I forgot the other one.
Okay.
It was some type of fish that their neighbor caught. It was really good.
Did you feel like you were in Bad Monkey in the TV show while you were down there?
You know what's funny is my dad actually bought that book.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice. All right, so we'll get to Wicked and Gladiator 2. It's also Roof Over Your Head Day, which reminds me of my buddy Dave Dugan's joke. I'm not one to complain, folks. I got a roof over my head. I'm living in a picnic shelter. Great joke, Dave Dugan, Indianapolis. All right, Mike Toomey is coming up next at 6:35. We're going to talk crooning, and I have a surprise clip for him from an old movie. I want to see if he can identify it. Frank Anderson at 7:05. So glad to have you with me on this Tuesday night on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on Air.
You can always continue the conversation on social media.
Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A recent study found that Wisconsin residents are paying a smaller percentage of their wages on utility costs than most other states. The study, conducted by Eden Emerald Hot Water, found that Wisconsin ranked 13th in spending on utility bills, with about 12% of the average salary going towards things like gas, water, internet, and cable. It also found the total average utility cost for Wisconsin residents was about $6,700, compared to the average salary of $56,000. Minnesota was the only Midwest state to rank higher. Public employees in the state of Wisconsin will once again have the right to collectively bargain after a Dane County judge struck down several sections of the Act 10 law. The law was passed in 2011 and signed by former Governor Scott Walker, allowing unions like police and firefighters to maintain their bargaining rights while removing that right from groups like teachers. The decision from Judge Jacob Frost found that the law violated the Equal Protection Clause of the state constitution, as only some public employees lost those bargaining rights. County officials from across the state are reminding residents to stay out of the way of snowplow drivers in honor of Snowplow Driver Appreciation Day on Monday. The honoring of those drivers lined up almost perfectly with the first significant snow across most of the state on Monday, giving plow drivers a chance to remind commuters to give them extra space, slow down, and pay attention as they work to make the roads safer for everybody. A number of highway officials have complained of drivers following plows too closely and getting in their way as they work. With consistently low temperatures in the northern areas of the state, Wisconsin residents are getting excited for ice fishing season. Experts are warning that not every body of water is ready for those classic winter activities, however, as ice has not yet fully formed in some areas. It's still early in the season, despite it being the earliest that the worst of the cold weather has arrived in years, and while some bodies of water may already have a few inches of ice, others may only have a thin coat. Residents should exercise caution and have safety gear. For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. When I saw Wicked last weekend at my local theater, I was surprised the crowd wasn't more into it. On the other hand, some theaters are taking issue with moviegoers singing along. Stars Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande weighed in, saying audiences should do whatever they feel. Moana's 2, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, also says it's okay to sing along. So to those who heckled me last weekend in the middle of my performance during the film, I say take that. And seriously, clapping is good, but let's leave the singing to the professionals. If you're a fan of Yellowstone, there's a pretty good bet one of your favorite characters has been killed off in recent episodes. I will hold off on the most recent killings for spoiler purposes, but the killing spree started with Kevin Costner's character John Dutton, who was found dead in the first episode of the second half of season 5. If you're a fan of the show, you better start watching while there's still a cast. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky tonight, flurries possible late, then snow showers tomorrow morning with the wind picking up, gusts higher than 30 miles an hour. Temps steady to rising through the 20s tonight, then fall back to the teens tomorrow. Cold Thursday before warming towards the end of the week into the weekend. Currently 21 degrees.
Earl Ingram.
Mr. Ben Wickler, he is running for the national DNC chair. The fundamental problem was the Democratic brand. Do you think that is the case more than the Harris campaign?
Core answer is yes. The Democratic brand, it's not what we necessarily do or say. It's what people have heard and internalized. And that to me is an argument for thinking about how and where we communicate, making sure we are present in places where people are thinking about stuff other than politics.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Peter Rapine, the managing editor of E-Bombs World.
Another dumb paid millions for a duct-taped banana. You don't get to take home the banana. You're just taking the concept of it.
They sold this for $6.2 million. The guy bought a banana for 35 cents and took a thing of duct tape and put it on a white wall.
It's art, baby.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey everybody, join us next time as our old friends Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigby Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, join us. Be here.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Sweet, sweet memories you gave of me. You can't beat the memories you gave of me.
Take sweet, sweet.
one fresh and tender kiss.
The memories you gave me.
This song is like the epitome of crooning. I love it.
One girl, one boy.
Great choice, Conrad. Who told you to do that?
I don't know. It just popped in my mind.
No, I did. You can give me credit when I deserve credit. all right. Welcome back. This is Nightlight. Hey, it's Giving Tuesday. If you are curious, if you got money burning a hole in your pocket or you want to do something with it or give money or time or whatever, go to civicmedia.us/giving. All the stations will come up with lots of links of places you can give to, time, money, whatever. Click on the more info and you will have right in front of you a whole list of options. It is Giving Tuesday, and we are, that is our question of the night. What, if you had a ton of money and couldn't leave it to family, who would you give it to? What cause would you give it to? I said kids, homeless, or kids that don't have a lot. I would like to see that they have gifts under the tree. Conrad said animals. Animals are bad with money, though. Let's be honest.
Yeah, they just chew through
blow it. Blow through it. Chew through it. That's better, actually. All right, so this is exciting. One of my good friends is about to join us. He is a Nightlight frequent flyer, and he joins us all the way from the city of Chicago, where he is one of the hosts of the WGN morning show on TV, and he is a very funny stand-up comedian and just did his big Christmas special that I thought I was going to be promoting on this show, but instead we'll get a wrap-up. Mike Toomey joins me now. Mike, how are you?
He's in the stream yard. I think I just need to call him because it's... His device.
Oh, is it not working?
Yeah, I don't think his device
Let's not waste any more time. Let's get Mike on the show however we can do it. Whether it's via telephone. What's happening? What do you need?
just pointing so you can look at my text.
Oh, you got a text. It's like you're telling a secret. So you can look at my text. All right, I will get you Mike's number. Say something while I get Mike's number.
Hello.
A little better. You got to do a little more than that, buddy.
So I did watch a movie on the long plane ride of 2 hours and 28 minutes. And it was Marge and I can't think of the other guy's name. Hold on 1 second. It's a true story, though. And it's called Jerry and Marge Go Large. That's what it's called.
Okay.
And they came out 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's where they Jerry found like a split in the system with tickets, what are they called again?
Lottery tickets?
Thank you. I can't think right now. But he found a blip in it, and he just keeps making money, gets like an army around him, and then a Harvard guy finds it out too, and then they like fight over lottery tickets.
Oh, I love it.
And it was actually a really good movie. I enjoyed it.
So you did not go the Glickett route. You went for the offbeat, which I respect. All right, you have Mike's number.
Yep.
We're trying to get Mike Toomey on the show. We had a connection issue with his internet or our internet, but we will remedy that. Paula checks in on the text line and says the fish, all right, Conrad's mom, I think he said snapper was one of the fish, and Paula says the other fish was black drum, which I don't even know. I don't know what that is, Paula, but I'm sure Conrad will explain it. It sounded delicious. Bridget checking in from the 818 says, I would definitely leave to the young and old. I would give it to high-risk mothers and their babies to start them out with lots of support. I would also hire many activity directors to honor our elderly with lots of engaging activities. Let us not forget the older people. That's a great text, Bridget. Thank you. Because a lot of times, you know, they need money just as much as anybody else. And I'll tell you this, too. I can vouch for what Bridget is saying. My mother-in-law is in a retirement home and they struggle sometimes too, you know, and they're expensive. I cannot believe how much it is. So that's a great text. All right. Do we have Mike? Hey, Mike, are you there?
Hey, Pete, how are you?
Good. I just gave you this like glowing intro only to find out you weren't there. And I don't think I can do it again. I almost became aroused with how glowing my intro for you was, because that's how much I respect you. Good to talk to you, buddy. Okay. How you doing?
Good to talk to you. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I have to say, from the get-go, I got confused last week, and we picked a date, and we said Tuesday, and I thought it was this Tuesday, but it was last Tuesday I was supposed to have you on, but I booked you for this Tuesday. And your show has come and gone, so we can't really I can't really help you promote it, but it doesn't sound like you needed the help anyway. Was it a big success?
It was. It went really well. And, you know, we've had, like, this a very devoted, like, loyal audience.
Oh,
comes every year.
There might, oh, there
new
we
since 2013.
We got you back now.
Every year, except COVID year.
Okay. So this
can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. You just cut out for a minute. So we've got, this is the 10th annual show. That's really cool. And what is it?
It was the 12th year, but 11th show.
Okay. I am really dropping the ball on a lot of stuff regarding this interview, Mike, and I apologize. Am I crazy?
Okay.
Or, like, okay. Here's what's funny is I booked you for what I thought was to help you promote this show so we could talk about it. And then I saw a date. I thought I saw the date like December or whatever it was. And I was like, oh, that must be old. That must be from last year because I have Mike on next week. He's going to talk about this year's show. Like, I didn't even bother to check with you and go, is this date right or what? And I thought it said the 10th annual. So, but that's good. So, all right. I have to ask you this, too. You're a Chicago guy. You're a big name in Chicago. Why do you do this in Southeast Wisconsin? I know it's near Racine. What made you come up here to do it?
Well, it started out, I have a very close relationship with two radio guys, Bob and Brian, in Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah.
And I had worked the Comedy Cafe out there, I would always do their show. And then that club went away. So we just started creating our own shows in the area. And I got the idea. I always wanted to do a Christmas show. So I did it at a place called Route 20 in Racine. And it was very well received. So we just kept doing it every year. And that became my one way to work in that market.
And it's great. It's technically kind of in a suburb of Racine, Kansasville, which I've never even heard of in Wisconsin. So that must be kind of a small town. They have a little theater there or something?
Well, correct. We had done it in Racine at this place called Route 20. And then last year, we're in Kansasville, which is due west of Racine. It's not a theater. It's also a club. They do a lot of bands and they do some comedy shows and stuff. It's a cool little venue.
Just to give people an idea of what they missed. The tickets were only $35.
How much?
35 big ones, Mike. That's pretty good.
Yeah. That's a good price.
And you've got, it says, join Mike and his merry morons. That's a little harsh. For the 10th, it says 10th anniversary, Mike. I wasn't wrong about that. His holiday
tradition. That was made by somebody who was mistaken.
One of the morons?
One of the merry morons. When I saw that thing, they weren't so merry anymore, Pete.
So who did the show with you this year? It says Kevin McDougal. And who else we got?
Nick Geza.
Nick
was the comedian.
Okay.
And Kevin was always my co-producer in Wisconsin. He is from out there, and he worked at the original radio station that I started this up with. And he is also a performer, sings in a band, and he really, really helped me co-produce that all those years, and performed as well.
Oh, that's so funny. And I also see here you have the Mike Toomey Dancers. Can you explain that, please?
Uh-huh. When I say Kevin co-produced, he put together a lot of the, additional pieces of the show.
Okay.
And one of his numbers is with the dancers, who kind of like if you ever seen Dean Martin do Marshmallow World, and he's got the girls dancing on each side of him, kind of like that.
Okay. Oh, cool. Oh, that sounds so fun. Well, I'm glad. And did it sell out, Mike? I'll feel less bad about my mistake here if I know you still packed him in.
There were three seats open that I think you probably could have helped me get.
Easily.
But I'm not going to hold that against you.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yeah, because if you would have come, you would have been free, and then that would have only been two.
And I could have brought people. I could have helped you put butts in the seats. I would have packed up the van. Conrad and I would have been there, and we would have been sitting up front.
No, it turned out great.
That's awesome. All right, well, next, and you know what's funny is I think we had this conversation last year, too. I think I just started doing this show. I wanted to have you on, but you had just done. Here's what I think you need to do, Mike. I think you need to push this special a little deeper into December to help out your old pal, Petey.
I kind of like the idea of promoting it after it's done.
I'm looking right now. It says this event is no longer available. Oh, that's funny. All right, we'll get it together for next year. But hey, all right, so I have a clip. My guest is Mike Toomey. He is one of the hosts of the WGN Morning Show on TV in Chicago. Very funny comedian. He does a Christmas special here every year in Wisconsin because Wisconsin rocks. I think that's obvious. But I have a clip I want to play for you, Mike, and I'm hoping you can take a stab at where you think this clip comes from or what movie it's from. All right, you ready?
Okay.
All right, Conrad, fire it up.
Gina, I'm sorry. Maybe I could help you.
How?
I could explain things better than those dumb teachers. I could teach you how to really concentrate.
Do that?
Sure. Hey, what's my father paying you?
$1 an hour.
That's how much I charge. Gina, you can see my rates. Okay. They're right over here.
You know it?
Okay, the deal.
Well, I recognize Travolta's voice.
Yes.
Is it? So he's probably older than Welcome Back, Kotter there, maybe not as old as Saturday Night Fever, correct?
I think that's right, Mike. You're on the right track.
He left Kotter to do Saturday Night Fever, but I think he did some movies.
This was not made for
the plastic bubble.
Yes, it is. Very well done. 1976, yeah. Mike.
And yeah, you know what's so great? At the end of that movie, he graduates, and he's wearing, like, the bubble helmet, and he has a...
Wait, you cut out. He's got the bubble helmet and what?
And a graduate hat on top of the helmet, of the bubble space helmet.
It was like one of those network TV films where they have, like, just an array of, like, Buzz Aldrin was in that movie. You know, and it's, I think it was our friend Pete Moore who used to do that joke about when they would have the big network soirees, and it's like Ted Koppel, Snoop Dogg, these different celebrities with no rhyme or reason or theme.
Right.
Just packing it with names.
Well, do you remember who his father was in that movie?
Robert Reed.
Robert Reed.
Mike Brady.
And his
mother
was Diana Hunt, who is... Yeah, Robert Reed, Mike Brady, and his mother was Diana Hyland, who he was in a relationship with at the time.
That's right. I remember her. I remember that he was dating her. It was like in the tabloid magazines or whatever afterwards, and I was like, what? So that was 1976, right. And I that movie, it was the anniversary of the release of that film, I think last year, or last week. So I was like, oh, I can't wait to, not only am I going to promote Mike's show a week late, I'm going to talk about this movie with him too. So it was a pretty cheesy movie.
Oh, it's so funny. You know, the beginning of the movie, okay, there's a song called, the song is called What Would They Say? And it was written by Paul Williams. And Paul Williams recorded it on one of his albums. But for the movie, I believe Travolta, no, Paul Williams sang it. And then when Travolta made an album, he recorded that song on his album.
Oh, my gosh. Didn't he do the David Soul song too? Don't Give Up On. He did some remake when he tried to have a singing career too, I remember.
It's possible that he did. He had one album. There was a hit on it that like maybe got to number one or certainly very close, and it was called Letter In.
Okay.
Does that sound familiar
maybe.
To you?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember. I know his character's name was Todd Lubitsch. So I'm guessing that was like based on a real person, right?
Loosely perhaps, but it's hard to imagine that whole movie being really someone's life. But I think what you might be talking about as far as like covers, at that particular time, he was making the rounds doing a lot of those variety shows along with American Bandstand. And if you remember, do you remember Captain and Tennille had a variety show?
Oh, yeah,
and they
sure.
would have celebrity guests on every week. Well, there was one episode, and I'm telling you, it's the greatest piece of television. You might be able to find it on YouTube. It's Tony Tennille and John Travolta singing Don't Go Breaking My Heart that Elton John and Kiki D.
We have to find that. All right.
It is just...
We have to do a quick thing here. We'll be
glorious.
Right back with a few more minutes of our friend Mike Toomey joining us to talk about crooners next. This is Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The wedding bells, the one house where lovers dwell, three little kids for the flame.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This Giving Tuesday, Civic Media invites you to make a difference. Help a neighbor, volunteer with a local organization, or support a Wisconsin nonprofit with a donation. Giving back starts right here in your community. Learn how you can make an impact today. Visit civicmedia.us. Civic Media, proud to support Giving Tuesday and the spirit of giving throughout Wisconsin.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy. We're talking about the Act 10 overturned by a Dane County judge.
I think it's important for everyone to know that this was the state that in 1959 first granted public employees the right to organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. You know, I used to say take back America, but I say take back Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Cash Patel, who Trump has nominated to be the head of the FBI, saying he wants to basically shut down the main parts of the FBI. Bill Barr, MAGA Republican Attorney General to Donald Trump. Quote, the very idea of moving Patel into a role like this showed a shocking detachment from reality. Unquote. This is not the left calling out Patel. This is the right.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Pennies in a stream falling leaves a sycamore.
Welcome back. This is a Tuesday night edition of Nightlight. We are one night away from our first year anniversary show, and my first guest ever, Bill Leff, who was on the show. He was our first guest on Nightlight. He's going to be here tomorrow night, and he's a good friend of Mike Toomey's, our current guest as well. Mike, I hope you tune in for that, Mike. It's something you're not going to want to miss.
I am definitely tuning in.
Okay. Here's an interesting thing.
I have a timer. It's an egg timer that's 23 hours long. Like, if you wind it all the way up, it's 23 hours.
And it's going to go off, and so you're going to go, it's left o'clock. So here's an interesting thing. I forgot this. Diane Hyland, who was in Boy in the Plastic Bubble, the film we were just discussing, she was in a relationship with Travolta. She died in 1977 while they were together.
Yes.
And she was only 41 years old. I had totally forgotten about that. And she won an Emmy for Outstanding Performance by a Supporting Actress in a Comedy or Drama for Boy in the Plastic Bubble, which is awarded posthumously.
Correct.
I had totally.
She was
forgotten.
The mom on Eight Is Enough too, and the character died, you know, while she was playing the role. So they had the character pass away.
Oh my gosh, that's horrible.
I love that they considered Boy in the Plastic Bubble to be a comedy.
I want to make you part of this. I'm going to do a parody, Mike. It's a skit. It's going to be called Boy in the Plastic Michael Bublé.
Okay.
Would you be part of this, something like that? It's going to be monster laughs.
The Plastic Bublé?
Yeah. Plastic, okay, Michael.
Yeah,
plastic. I'm sorry. Plastic Michael Bublé.
Yeah. Right.
So we tie in.
I know what you meant.
All right. We tie in crooning, and there's just a long pause there. And usually, when a guy tells a joke to a friend, you kind of cover him a little bit and you start laughing, even if you don't think it's funny.
No, it's funny.
Conrad, is Mike on the phone right now?
I think he might have gone.
All right, Mike, let's turn our attention. No. It is Andy Williams' birthday today. He died in 2012.
Yes.
You, I know, are a big fan of like Frank Sinatra and the crooners. Do you have a favorite crooner?
I think if I had to choose one, I would go with, Dean Martin would be my favorite. Sinatra number two. Love them both.
That's so funny you say that. I think Dean Martin is would be my favorite as well. And I like Tony Bennett a lot too. And who doesn't like Sinatra? But I might put those two guys ahead of Sinatra, just personally.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then there's the, what's the word? The peripheral crooners. You got your Bobby Darin's in, who else am I thinking? Vic Damone, people like that. Paul Anka later. You know, there's some good ones.
Johnny Mathis. When I hear Chances Are,
still going.
He's still going, and there's a comedian who opens up for him called Brad. I'm completely blanking on his last name, but I've worked with him, and he's a Facebook friend of mine. He opens for Mathis on the road.
Wow.
He gets to travel with Johnny Mathis. So that's kind of cool. But I love Johnny Mathis, and the song Chances Are. I can't get enough of it.
Yep.
Yeah. What else is going on? Are you watching anything fun?
No, you know, I think the last time we talked, I was telling you how we're kind of going back and watching stuff that we missed 10, 15, 20, 20 years ago. We're still trying to catch up, but there's a couple things on my to-do list. I really want to see that Saturday Night Live movie. Have you seen that?
I have not seen it yet. It was in theaters for like a week where I live, so I wasn't able to get out and see it, but that's on my list as well.
So that's really kind of next up for me.
You're 20 years behind. Have you seen L.A. Law yet? Great show. Mike, check it out.
We're just getting BJ. We're BJ and the Bear. We're starting to discover this with Greg Evigan.
Was Greg? I do remember that, and he was in another show. No, I'm sorry. That was Knight Rider. Was Hasselhoff, right?
That's correct.
Okay,
that's good. We finished that, and that is really good.
Oh, that's funny. That was a great Jay Leno bit he used to do. He used to say, the one I saw last week was the one where Michael Knight was forced to do battle with his evil twin. He talks about how on a lot of the shows there were evil twin theories. And he did this on Letterman. He said, is this a problem in America, this evil twinism? I mean, have you ever gone into work and found out you've been fired because the other day after you left, your evil twin came in and screwed everything up?
He looks just like you, but he has a goatee and an eye patch.
Yeah, right. Oh, that's funny. Last night we were talking about celebrities in commercials. Do you have a celebrity commercial that drives you crazy or one that you like?
You mean before they became famous or during their fame?
During their fame, because the one that's driving me crazy at the moment is Brian Cox, who is on Succession, and he's doing the McNuggets McDonald's commercial right now. And it's stuck in my brain like a bad song.
I liked him better when he was playing for the Bears, but personally, no, I'll tell you what, they're the one when they don't run anymore. But remember when McConaughey was like driving in the Lincoln, and he was just like saying all this stuff that was like supposed to be deep.
Oh my gosh, those are awful.
Yeah, those are the worst ones to me.
And he's just like talking to himself. So if it's anybody else or someone less good looking, they would go, this guy seems crazy. But it's like sexy because it's Matthew McConaughey, you know?
Right. You know, we were talking about Travolta earlier.
Yeah.
John Travolta was in a I'm Stuck on Band-Aid commercial.
Oh, yeah.
When he was like, you know, yeah, like a teenager. And he's in like the locker room and they're showing in the shower that their Band-Aid still stays on, doesn't come off.
I won't ask you what the Band-Aid was covering. Maybe we could do that next time.
I'm not kidding. Hey, dude, I'm not kidding about this.
I believe it. Mike, thanks so much for your time. Next year we'll get it together and we'll actually have you on before your big Christmas special. But thanks for being with us tonight, buddy.
That sounds good, Pete. Thank you.
Mike Toomey, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back with our middle-aged friend Frank Anderson. Coming up next to talk about a lot of fun stuff. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
To be well, little cable car.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Dom Selvia.
Next time, we'll catch up with fan favorite Matt Rothschild. We'll talk about Act 10, who should be the new DNC chair. And also, who wants to cut Social Security? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.